This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Edwards. In Iraq, a search is underway for the two-man crew of a U.S. helicopter that went down yesterday near the town of Mosul. The chopper crashed while going to the aid of a soldier whose patrol boat had capsized in the Tigris River. That soldier also remains missing. Over the weekend, bombing attacks killed six U.S. soldiers along with four Iraqis. Most of the attacks occurred in towns close to Baghdad. NPR's Emily Harris is in Baghdad. Five U.S. helicopters have been lost this month alone. Have they all been shot down?
No, not all of them. It's not yet clear what brought down the Kiowa that's missing in Mosul, although the military says that indications are that it did not go down under fire. Of the other four that were lost this month, though, at least three of them were shot down. All of those incidents happened in the pretty volatile area around Baghdad that's called the Sunni Triangle. The fourth helicopter to go down this month crashed on Friday, just at the end of last week. That was also near Mosul, and it's not clear what brought that one down. 12 U.S. troops have died in those helicopter crashes this month, plus the two that are missing today. And that's been the worst month for helicopter crashes since November, when 40 people died in helicopter crashes in Iraq. Most of those were brought down under fire.
So the crashes are adding to the American death toll in Iraq.
Yes, they certainly are. The total number of U.S. troops that have died in Iraq now is about 515. Most of those, about two-thirds, have been killed in combat encounters. This weekend, six more U.S. soldiers died. One was killed when a rocket-propelled grenade hit a Bradley vehicle he was traveling in, and it went through and killed him. Then there were three separate bomb attacks on Saturday. Five soldiers died in those in various cities around Baghdad. And, of course, I should point out that Iraqis were hurt in all of these attacks. One bomb in Samarra killed four Iraqis, and this one was right outside the city council building, not long before the local council was about to vote on selecting people for a provincial-level council, which would be part of selecting a new parliament under the original U.S. plan. So all of this really does underscore that security is a big concern still as the U.S. prepares to hand over power to Iraq at the end of June.
The U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan is expected to announce in the next day or so whether to send a mission to Iraq to determine whether the U.N. can play a role in the return of sovereignty to Iraqis. Do you have anything on that?
Well, there's basically two issues in the question of how exactly to hand over sovereignty to the Iraqis. One is when, and one is how. The U.S. had agreed with the interim governing council here on a plan that would use a series of local caucuses to hand over power at the end of June. Those caucuses would choose a transitional parliament. The parliament would choose a government. That's come under criticism, especially by an influential Shiite cleric, and now it's being looked at again. The when issue, the U.S. administration seems to really want to stick firmly to the June 30th handover date. There are some rumors that they might hand it over earlier, by giving power directly to the interim governing council, but there's no real evidence that that's being taken seriously. The how to do this, that's really being assessed by everyone. The caucus system the U.S. likes because they say that the situation is not ripe for elections here. There's concerns about voter registration. There's concerns, obviously, about security. It's quite possible that this complicated caucus plan could end up being different in different areas, and it's possible there could be some election element to it. The main thing is it's pretty fluid right now. According to one person, a U.S. official who's involved in local government planning, he's not a policymaker, but somebody who's executing policy on the ground, his perception of how the transition is going to happen is basically that everything is right now carved in jello.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad.